This week, Avengers Infinity War kicks off the summer movie season, and I couldn't be more excited. We are also going to kick off the summer movie season, the summer event season, the summer Comic-Con season, with a preview of everything coming up this summer, right here on the Con Guy Comic-Con Prep Show, coming at you.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now. Here's Popcorn Talks, the Con Guy.
You're just that excited about it.
No,
what is that? Yes. That?
I do not.
It's a party. That's
it's a rave?
Yeah.
We're in a rave.
Welcome to the summer 2018. We're starting summer a little bit early this year. We're going by the movie calendar.
Summer starts in the spring.
Summer starts April 27th this year. That's when Marvel's... Yeah. How do we say it? Infinity War.
Yay!
Only
Infinity
one.
War.
It's not Infinity. Marvel's Avengers Infinity War starts this Friday. Actually, this Thursday night at 8 o'clock preview.
Tonight.
Oh, it's actually the premiere was tonight. The premiere happened about 2 hours ago. So hopefully you guys get a chance to take a look at that. It was pretty exciting.
I just drove through Hollywood and Highland on my way here, and it was all lit
up. I'm surprised you got here.
I know, you can make it. Wow.
Well, I think it wasn't that busy, so they must have been done by the time I rolled through.
My name is Jim. I am the managing editor of theconguy.com. You can also catch us at thescareguy.com, and we have a great collection of guests here that I just interrupted, and I apologize, but let's go ahead and introduce each other.
I forgive you.
All right.
My name is Derek. I'm a writer and, I'm a writer and a contributor to theconguy.com.
Go ahead. What do you want, Anthony?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was actually patched up still, so that was not meant to be heard
usually
by you guys.
Usually you just provide that is, such insight.
That is Anthony, producer extraordinaire of theconguy.com.
Yeah. Hello everybody, my name is Anthony. Yeah, you can find me everywhere at TonyBTony_, TonyBTony_.
Oh. Exactly, I was going to say introduce yourself since you're there. Anyway, my name is Carrie Lane. I'm a host here at AfterBuzz and Popcorn Talk. I have a lot of shows that would take too long to list all of them.
She never sleeps, ever.
I'm going to have, if I do everything, and technically including yours, and they're all at the same time, because some like start and end, I'll be at 11.
Oh, wow.
What?
I was like, oh my.
We are fortunate to ever have her on the show here.
Well, you're late night, so it's okay.
There you go.
Turtle guy.
I am Turtle Man.
Yes.
I am Turtle Person. I'm Ben Cleaver. At Ben Cleaver, BenKlieWer, on all your social medias. Actor, writer, comedian, contributor at theconguy.com. Avid convention attender and occasional cosplayer.
Cowabunga dude.
He does a lot of things.
I actually was recently talking to Kaylin about doing potentially Casey Jones. We'd both do. She'd do like a femme Casey Jones, and I'd do a Casey Jones.
That's fantastic.
Who we got? Jim would make a great April.
Jim would make a great April in the yellow jumpsuit. Let's do it.
Who got on the couch?
Con April.
Change the sex.
Introduce yourself. We have things to talk about.
Cheeseman on the couch. Twitter. At Cheese on Couch and theconguy.com.
We have a very special guest with us today.
Hi, April Wallin, at April Wallin at the various social medias, as has been stated. I work for Comic-Con. I write books. I stand in. I write. I do 20 other things. I have another podcast that's called One More Drink, and that can be found on Spotify and other random places.
That sounds awesome. And Ben, you guys have met each other a few times.
We run into each other at conventions, and we kind of have to reintroduce ourselves every time.
Because it happens like every year or two,
three
or something. Yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Well, I always remember her because I I'm good with faces. But I always remember because the first time I met her, they're like, yeah, she's like the next Elvira.
Yeah,
I was like,
I forgot to mention that one.
Okay,
that just stuck.
Hey, and Anthony, could we go ahead and show the picture of her as Elvira? Get right here. So, can you describe to us, April, with this contest here?
So Elvira had a competition. I'm not going to say how long ago. That was a basically they had a bunch of group of girls together to be the next Elvira. Really, she was trying to look for some like extra Elviras to help out, you know, kind of like your mall Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So she just wanted to have
Elvira was branching out.
Yeah, she wanted to have Elviras to send out
to
all the different places.
That's not the real Elvira. That's Elvira's helper, son.
See now, and that's where it got kind of muddy. So people are like, nobody can replace Elvira, and I'm like, yes, you're correct. Nobody can replace Elvira. I'm not trying to. So, but it was a lot lot of fun. She was great to work with. It was a fun show. And
you were the winner.
And I was the winner.
Yay. Congratulations.
And that's her dress and her wig that I'm stuffed into.
Wow.
Well, congratulations. We are going to hopefully get you onto our other podcast called The Scare Guy Show.
Oh, yes. I'd love to.
And so I would love to get you on there and talk about horror hosts. And that's something that I think is so fascinating.
Yes.
I mean, the horror hosts, which are, we don't have a whole lot of them these days, but we do have some.
Yeah, I've tried to get it going. It's not easy, especially with like all the hair and makeup and stuff and the looks. And it's like, which kind of horror host do you want to be? There's a lot.
But you also have a book out. Can you tell us about your book?
My book, 13 Offerings, can be found on Amazon. It's a collection of short stories with a through-line narrative. And it's all fantasy. There's pirates. There's monsters. I have a pretty good Medusa story in there. I just got a big old Medusa tat on my back that I will not show you. But I'm a big fan of Medusa, so if you like Greek monsters too, you'll probably enjoy it.
How fresh is the tat?
4 days.
Okay, sorry. Nice. Are you kind of ginger on that backrest there?
You see me like itching a little bit.
That's when you pat it, you know. Cause
it's like.
When you say you're
not
a big,
just congratulating myself, I promise.
Yeah. what is your favorite portrayal of Medusa in popular culture
in
film?
Popular culture, honestly, I have to go with the classic Clash of the Titans because that's how I was introduced.
1982 was it or 80 something like that? 81.
I can't even remember. It was a long time ago.
Classic right here. Harryhausen.
Exactly. Claymation, you know, like, so that's how I got into it. I've seen more, it's more the art, I think I like of Medusa these days because there's so many different interpretations. I don't think I've seen a good portrayal over a while. I actually kind of want to write a Medusa script and see how that works out, but I don't know
that's
how
awesome.
That will be received.
That would be great. And finally, she said that she worked for Comic-Con. Actually, she is the, we called her the big wig, the big doorkeeper of Hall H in San Diego.
I thought you were
going to
say big dork.
No.
Well, that too.
Yeah, that works.
I mean, that kind of describes all of us at Comic-Con.
That's a solid point.
Which is, this is kind of how Luke met her.
Yes, I was working the mic in the arena.
At WonderCon.
Yes, at WonderCon. This guy came up to the mic and was just like, oh, my cousin's on Walking Dead. And I'm just like, yeah, okay, I'll let you up. That's fine. And who comes up being like, oh, they're my cousin, like, you know, and they're not their cousin. Like, so, like, why would you do that to yourself? Like, that would be horrible. So.
And then she actually was his cousin.
But yeah, of course.
Which was crazy. Because I was sitting there.
And it was cute. That actually usually goes really well when it's somebody they work with on the show, when it's one of their family members. Yeah. Like, actually, that's usually received very well. Like, everybody's like, oh, God, weird. And I'm like, that's going to be fine, guys.
Yeah, the first time I did it, she emailed me after and she said that they thought it was like a setup or whatever, for press or whatever. But it was like.
Nope, just super sneaky.
So, April, have you ever had people lie to you? Like, say they're going to ask one question and then ask something completely different?
Yes, I have. That is how we... Well, that's almost how we ended up instituting a kill mic switch.
Yeah.
So we have this little button that I have to sit next to, and I hit it when people say things they're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah?
And then, like, the snipers are alerted.
Like what?
There has to be a good story.
No, like what?
Inappropriate things?
Yeah, like when people ask Megan Fox when they're going to come out with... When she's going to come out with a... sex tape. Like, you can say, you really don't know somebody's going to say sex tape until they say sex tape. Like, it could be when you're coming out with a biography.
Yep.
Maybe they wouldn't ask Megan Fox that, but I don't know. You know, people could be really interested in you know, her past. Like, when are you going to come out with more photos of et cetera? When are you going to do this movie? When are you going to do literally anything other than sex tape? So that's why we have the kill switch now, and good times.
And the great thing is, you can act like it was a malfunction if you, like, think they're going to say sex tape, and then they end up saying biography.
I have messed it up before. I have.
Oh, yeah? Whoops, can you repeat the question?
I just needed them to fall through so that I don't have to deal with them anymore afterwards.
It's like Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I have to, I have to station security nearby, and I'm like, if you see me cut them off, you take them out now.
So that really happens?
Wow, yeah.
It's when they do something really bad. Like, somebody made Allie Larder cry on one of the panels.
What'd they say?
I have no idea. It happened at a WonderCon, like, a long time ago, and they were just, I don't know, they were ragging on her for, like, past movies, tons of wonderful things that she acted in that this person has obviously paid for to watch and is giving her a hard time despite the fact that they're never going to do anything that cool.
Yeah, and so, I know.
It's just really sad when, you know, people get the mic and then they use it for evil.
You know, no matter how bad whatever it is that people perceive that you're in, they're on the people up on the panel. They're on that side of the mic. They're on that side of the panel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God bless them and congratulations for doing that.
Something.
Yeah, that's great.
To the anonymity of Twitter, anyways. I know. If you're gonna yell at them, just be like, "Oh, this was safety
before.
Of your screen.
This was before Twitter, pre-Twitter,
before the toxic fandom took hold in the basements of every."
Not that you should say bad things.
No, ever.
Yeah.
Why waste your time? Be like, you suck.
That's something a friend of mine and I were talking about the other day. That the audacity of the audience to be like, F you for trying to entertain me.
Yeah.
You know,
like, well, as they just want their like 15 seconds of the slide. You're like, oh, now you're that guy that said such and such to so and so. I don't know that I'd want to be, you know.
Well, even
they
like,
people want to be remembered. But they want to stand out from the crowd in some way. But, you know, maybe if you just, you could try and stand out as the nicest one.
Yeah.
You know, the one who tells a sweet story about, because people talk about how, okay, thank you for doing this. Because I used to watch this show with my mom when she had cancer and it got us, we laughed together watching you guys when we're going through all these hard times, stuff like that.
That's great stuff.
Yeah.
That's
fantastic. Mean, I'm not saying you should just make it up, but
no,
you can stand out by sharing something positive.
Anyway. Yeah, you should have a button that just is somebody else's voice saying something else completely different.
Saying something really positive.
Have what I meant to say was,
you're amazing.
Did you have any good things that happened on set that you'd like to share with us?
What's your favorite moment?
Oh, that's the generic that everybody always eats.
I would love, I would pay money to see an eject button like you, pew, that just shoot them out the roof. That would be great.
It's a generic question, but I was like, what was your, what was the best happy accident on set? Oh, it's like, what's something that didn't go as planned but worked out for the best? Because then that's kind of interesting. Then they go, well, there's this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what's another great one? Pranks.
They
are always pulling pranks on each other, and it's just so fun to hear those. It really connects, like, you know, the audience with the people up there. I think it works.
When that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel at WonderCon in the arena, that was part of the fun with them talking about just all the banter between them and how they kept picking on the one actor.
Yeah,
who's new this season?
I the new guy.
And there was all this.
That means they love him, and they want people to pay attention to him, and they want him to be on more. That's what that
there
means.
You go. And questions that bring that kind of stuff out are good. So if you're listening out there and you want to know what kind of stuff to get yourself noticed in the arena at WonderCon or Hall H at Comic-Con, ask these questions that are positive.
It's like that at Paley Fest with the Supernatural. Yeah. A lot of those were kind of jokey things where they talked about how they'd prank each other. And then someone even did a thumb war, but they probably wouldn't do that at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. Misha Collins and somebody did a thumb war. He reached off stage with somebody who asked him a question.
Wow.
You guys don't allow that to happen, right?
Only in the big rooms, and it's just because it becomes chaos. We have concert blockers up. Like, don't try to... Like, I saw Borat try to climb over that one time, and he nearly killed himself. That was going to be a PR fucking fiasco.
Well, I got to ask you. So we get 1.5 per show.
It's a late night show.
So what's we're going to move on in just a second, but jumping into Comic-Con, but what are some of the coolest things that you've had to experience, that you've gotten to experience being what you do?
I accidentally saw Stephen Amell changing backstage.
Oh, that must have been terrible for you.
I also saw a certain Norris God peeing into a bottle because the suits that they have to wear are they don't have easy access, which I don't understand why they make these things to where you cannot go to the bathroom without taking, you know, the entire thing off. I'm like, you gotta have like a safety hatch or something, man.
Seriously?
Like, So
it's
like
a romper for men.
But it's a romper for men. It's been very interesting. Actually, a lot of the actors backstage are really nice. I had the cast of, Black Panther. We had some stuff that was like stacked up, and I was trying to just make them safe. And they're just like, "Oh, let us help you, like, you know, carry these like tables down." And I'm like, "No. Very nice of you, but please stay. If anything
Award winner Lupita Nyong'o.
I'm like, if anything falls on top of you, like, this is going to be horrible forever."
Was that that was this past year when the first time they saw footage from Black Panther?
Oh yeah,
it was the most amazing. I've said it 10 times on this show. The most amazing moment of Comic-Con last year is when they first saw footage of Black Panther.
Yeah,
and they hugged and cried and
high fived.
Yeah, little did we know the cultural phenomenon that would.
Thank goodness, I mean, man. I love Black Panther. Like, I always, like, the so comics good. Are so good.
It is still Black Panther's still in theaters right now as Avengers is coming out. So it's kind of like
It's just so Shakespearean. Double feature. It's great.
Double feature. Yeah, it is really great. So we're going to go ahead and start into the section of the show where Derek's going to take us through our bulletin board. And these are we're doing a little tiny bit different since we're given a preview of summer 2018. These are basically some of the biggest conventions of the first half of the summer.
Yeah, just up until San Diego.
Up through San Diego. Yeah. And there are some other conventions all over the place. They're just everywhere. But these are the ones that are coming up right now, including that very first one we got.
Yeah, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. This coming weekend, Universal FanCon has been canceled.
Postponed, I guess we should say.
Postponed.
Yeah. There's all kinds of drama on Twitter about this con.
Tell us about it.
Well, in me trying to understand it, too, I'm like, so wait. Like, it's unclear. Like, it just seems like it was super poor mismanagement. Yep. But there's still that, like, question in the back of my mind. I'm like, so did someone just take the money and run?
It feels like it.
Because we're
not saying that, though. It just feels like it. Just go
on Twitter. There's at least one article out there that's done a pretty I think it was on an IO9 article. Mm-hmm. They did a good, like, more comprehensive, like, gathering information. Somebody involved has a history of failed Kickstarters for cons of them, not happening.
Yeah.
So it's also just, like, the fans' money. It's the vendor money. Also people like they invested money and now it's like, and where's that money now? And you're just like,
it sounded so cool. They were going 24 hours. It was a different kind of concept. Like we're going to go all night, program 24 hours.
I was going to catch that too.
What'd you say?
Did you say
concept?
Please.
The only thing that's kind of good that's come out of it is some people who are... They can't refund their plane tickets. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to go anyways and kind of do something anyway.
Meetups.
There's quite a few other organizations that are just like, well, here, let's just do something anyway. Or I forget what other con that's going on is like, here, you can come to our con one day for free or half off or something.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm like, okay, there's still some good stuff that's coming out.
Make lemonade. Definitely, a
lot of people are very upset because it's very unclear. Like, that's the biggest problem. It's like, so what happened? And it's not very clear, like, this is all the things.
Right. We had a guest on the show here who she came in and she was really excited about it, helping to plan it. And I we'll have to get her back in and see what happened. But I heard the same thing.
That was Chauncey, right?
Yeah, Chauncey, yeah.
I haven't seen her tweets yet. I know Joelle was posting a lot about being upset. Also, the other organization that people are like mass exodus is Black Girl Nerds because some people with that were also involved with the convention. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was
Jamie. I can't remember the last name.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, her name was Jamie something. Mm-hmm.
Well, we will get to the bottom of it and hopefully find out what happened.
We'll post as we find things.
But on a brighter side.
Yes. There are still lots of other things that are happening. Calgary Comics and Entertainment Expo.
I think some Winona Earp people are going to be at that one.
Oh, so, yeah?
Because Calgary is where they film it.
Oh, of course.
Oh, great.
That makes sense. So that's this weekend, April 27th to 29th in Calgary. Phoenix Comic Fest is May 24th through 27th in Phoenix, Arizona, which is over 100,000 these days.
Yeah, that's a really big one.
Some of their guests include Michael Rooker. I always butcher this name, but Ming-Na Wen from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Sean Gunn, Tim Curry, Val Kilmer, and William Shatner.
Just to name a few.
Yeah. I read something this week that said you can tell a lot about a person from where they know Tim Curry from.
Wow.
It's true.
Wait, elaborate. What are you talking about?
Well, Tim Curry's been in so many great things.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2. Yeah.
Somebody saying that versus It, that's a very different person.
Okay, yeah.
Well, exactly. And then there's, he was
Congo.
It.
It's Congo. Congo.
Rocky Horror, duh.
Yeah. I would probably read Rocky Horror.
Oh, sorry. He read the audiobooks for Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Fern Gully.
Mm-hmm.
He was the big bad.
He's the voice. He's the voice of the ooze
Hexus?
Oil.
Was his name Hexus?
Yeah, I think that was Hexus.
Hexus. Yeah. The prequel to Avatar.
You guys say Pennywise already.
Pennywise.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
But he's been in so much, and so then, you know, it is... Mm-hmm. Whatever the person's first thought of, oh, I know Tim Curry from this, you can kind of tell about him.
The TV series Hotel.
Well, there you go.
Tales from the Crypt. There was one episode that he was in where he played three different characters.
Nice. I do not remember.
Oh my God. It's called Death of Some Salesman. If you have not seen it,
do you remember which season it was in?
I want to say.
Or if it's
like
more in the beginning or the end? Okay.
It's pretty middle. It's like him and like Ed Bagley.
Mm. Oh, nice.
I'll have to go look. I own.
So if you're at Phoenix Comic Fest, you'll probably have a bingo sheet of all of Tim Curry's.
Yeah, there you go. Is Tony going?
To Phoenix?
He went last year.
I don't know. That's a good question. I know he's been doing a lot. Yes.
Yeah. There we go.
If I could get something autographed by him, I'd definitely take a stolen credit card.
Oh, God.
You remember Home Alone 2? Stolen credit card.
You'd be like, I don't think I'm allowed to sign this.
Curry line. Yeah.
All right, what do we got next here,
Derek? Also, the same weekend, May 24th to 27th, MegaCon Orlando in Orlando, Florida.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, which is also over 100,000.
It's grown so fast.
Yeah, some of their special guests include Jeff Goldblum, Elijah Wood, Jason Momoa, Lucy Lawless, John Cena, and Billy Dee Williams.
I would travel the country just to see Jeff Goldblum.
Well,
you could go to the Rockwell.
You could, yeah.
I'm like, you know, that's true. Just does like jazz performances.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So you would not have to cross.
We went and saw it. Yeah. Went and saw
like 10 minutes from your house.
I want to see him.
Did he play his game thing that he normally does?
Yeah. He has a sheet of paper with like millennial phrases on it, and he's like, "Somebody, tell me what these mean. It takes him 10 minutes to get to
it. He was the MC of the Marvel Avengers press conference yesterday. He just kind of came out, you know, as the Grandmaster, and he was like, I just want to tell everybody, there's a lot of people in it. It was just so great, everything he was at. We'll put some videos up on the website.
So once again, that's MegaCon Orlando, May 24th through 27th.
Good job, Derek. Getting us back on track.
Keep us on track, please.
Yeah. Then next, Comicpalooza is that same weekend, May 25th through 27th in Houston, Texas, which is the largest con in Texas.
Yep. Everything
is big in Texas. And then let's see, Niagara Falls Comic Con is June 1st through 3rd in
Virginia.
Niagara Falls.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then San Diego Comic Con, that's about 12 weeks away, July 18th to 22nd.
That's a small startup con, right?
Yeah, not a lot of people know about it yet. That's why we need to announce it.
Mm-hmm. So let's jump into that's some of the cons coming up, but let's jump into San Diego Comic Con because we
about that?
And let's just probably just spend a couple of minutes here.
Hotels.
Hotels was today. The hotel waitlist sale was this morning. Were you guys aware of this?
Is it done already?
It's done.
I'm staying with a friend.
That's why I volunteer. They give me.
Not going near the hotel.
We gotta talk.
I can't.
No.
We got a hotel like 10 minutes out, and it's on a shuttle route. So I'm good for you. It's about the same amount of time to drive and park, which we do anyways.
We got a hotel twice as far out as last year, but it's exactly 1.1 miles, I think.
Yep.
It's a 25-minute walk. So completely doable.
Are you on your shuttle route?
Yep, on the shuttle route, and a 25-minute walk.
And you don't need to exercise while you're there. Yeah, walking.
Dude, Comic-Con, you walk so far. Yeah. Well, that was mine last year. Mine, I think I was a little over a mile where I stayed. I was doing press last year, and our shuttle was very inconsistent where it was, because it wasn't our hotel. It was the next one over, too. So, to get there. So I just walked quite a few times. It took me about a half hour, and it was fine.
And
that's
fine.
It's not too hard to walk. It's really nice.
It's easy. Yeah.
Because you're there all day.
And it's technically downhill to anywhere.
Does anybody ever take the trolley?
I have too.
Is it bad or is it like...
Inconsistent. I had it 1 year where my friend took an Uber back to our hotel and made it back like in a half hour. And we took like an hour because they were doing construction. So we had to stop and it waited. So...
And we may not know, but I think today was the last of... Well, no, there's one more. You know how like... Throughout the year, there's all these deadlines and all these you must get up early and you must be online. Today was second to the last. There's
one
more.
To give your address to get it mailed to you? I was all nervous one, too. I was like,
you've still
got to
do that. You still have to verify. Has everyone verified their address?
You have 10 seconds to enter your address. Otherwise, your room will be lost forever.
But also, the next thing is parking. Parking lottery comes up very soon for those who are going to be trying to grab a parking spot. And
We will give your room to people who just heard about San Diego Comic Con last month.
All right. And there's not really a whole lot of other news, probably.
The Marvel thing's big.
Yeah. Marvel is not going to be in Hall H.
No Hall H for Marvel this year. Kevin Feige announced that yesterday.
So they're going to do a 10-year panel somewhere else.
That's cool.
They'll be on the floor. Yeah.
It'll be a different experience.
Infinity War is going to have already been out for 2 months at that point.
Correct.
Yeah. Or wait, 3 months.
But there's another one coming out that they could.
Yeah. Well, Ant-Man and the Wasp was out in July, but is that before or after Comic-Con?
Before Comic-Con.
Okay, so it will have already been out. There won't be that much for them to talk about. And then, of course, you've got another phase coming up that they can't even say anything about anyway.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, and that happens a lot, actually, especially when you have these franchises where it's one thing after another. When you get to a big crux like this, there's nothing they can talk about.
Right.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
Well,
there's nothing.
This is the year of the 10-year anniversary of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And so the original plan, they were going to put together a great big giant 10-year anniversary something. I guess they're still doing it, but it must be smaller than what they had anticipated.
But if it's on the floor, then it's more accessible to everyone. Because if it's a panel, not everyone can
If it's see a smaller it. Maybe place, it's not even inside the convention the center.
That's true. They might have something outside. Now.
It's actually in an Airbnb up the street, just north of.
But it's big news.
Range.
It is. Yeah. It is kind of, and because usually you expect this on D23 years. This is not a D23 year. So
we've heard about a few parties and offsites. Rave of Thrones is coming back. HopCon 6.0 at the Stone Brewery.
Yep.
What is this Entertainment Weekly party contest?
They're having a contest. Yeah. You can. We'll have the link in our site or go to entertainmentweekly.com. You know how they have the big party every year on Saturday night?
It's like impossible to get into.
It's just like every star that's within the orbit of this half of the country is there. Well, they're giving away two tickets to it this year, and so which is kind of a cool event.
Good. Somebody else can go there and make a complete ass out of themselves.
You've done it enough times, right? Is all you're saying?
And then,
I was going to say, also stay tuned because Crazy for Comic Con will probably be doing some other parties again like we did last year.
I'm hoping. They had two fantastic parties last year. One of them was primarily for bloggers.
Yeah.
And then the second one was kind of open to everybody who had a badge.
Yeah.
And it was great. And you were the one, you were the gatekeeper at that one.
It was so fun. Most of the people were there, but... For the people who weren't there, is the easiest thing. First one was like people got invites. It's more like Mixer and like mostly bloggers, online presence people, which is fine. Of like meet people, chill party. So then the Saturday night one was either you had to have been to our party already, which cool, you're already on that list. You're all on our list, or you needed a Comic-Con badge. Which you're if you're at Comic-Con, you should have a badge. And then I'm like, all right, cool. And then if someone didn't have their badge, because like sure, you change, you put it in your car. I'm like, okay, show me a picture of you in the convention hall. Because if you had your badge, you went inside and you took a picture.
Yep.
Because they show you one from last year.
Nobody was that smart. Because this is mainly getting rid of like the drunk, random people walking around there not involved at all.
That look was like, don't give them ideas.
I was like, no, don't see that. They're not. But someone's like, well, I'll find a better party anyways. I'm like, bye, see ya, don't care.
Can I jump in though and say that I hope that one of these days at Comic-Con will institute, you must have a badge or a member ID, a badge to get a hotel room. I hope that eventually happens.
So that you don't have people buying hotel or getting a hotel room
or the first round at least.
Or at least the first round.
After that, then they allow the people.
Well, it's like concert tickets almost too, where people buy out whole sections and then resell it. That'd be nice if first round was like
at least a member ID. At least a member.
You have to have a member.
That's why they do all the member ID stuff now. Is because they try to avoid the reselling of everything.
But like there are people that have no intention of going to Comic-Con, but they're just buying bulks of room. From what I've heard, and kind of you know.
Speaking of that, though, you can win 4-day Comic-Con badges, round-trip airfare, and 5-night hotel stay for you and a guest through Diamond Comic Distributors. Their competition.
Will also put that on our site. You can also check out the San Diego Comic-Con unofficial blog because they also have a contest section on their on their site. But that's a really cool thing. Everything's paid for. And then I think also the Deadpool contest ends today. I think it's today. Oh. Like Mike's Hard Lemonade and Deadpool were combining to send somebody to Comic-Con. So anyways, we do have something kind of cool. Real quick before we jump into the movies.
So many movies coming.
So many movies we're going to talk about. We want to preview all the movies coming up this year. But here in Hollywood, which is the center of the entertainment, it's the entertainment capital of the world. We have this really cool thing called the Hollywood Museum. Could you tell us about it, Ben, and kind of introduce this cool video we're about to see?
Yeah, so this was like my first foray into like, I'm going to just take my camera phone and go shoot a little video and edit it in my editing software. So it was like my first attempt at that, so forgive the crudeness of this video. But I knew that they were running the Batman 66 exhibit at the Hollywood Museum, which is on Hollywood Highland. And so I wanted to go check it out, and it was a blast. I say in the video, it's not as big as I expected it to be, but they had so much there, and I didn't even put everything that's there in the video. It's just the kind of like a little wet your whistle. And it was originally going to close on, I think, March 18th, but they extended it out. So it's still open now, I believe.
It is.
So,
All right, Anthony, we would love to see this video. And for those...
Hello there, all.
Hey. I know that guy.
I'm standing out here in front of the Hollywood Museum, the Max Factor building, right here at the world-famous corner of Hollywood and Highland. A beautiful, sunny, 58-degree Hollywood, California, which, by California standards, is
That's
technically
cold.
Freezing.
Yeah, by our standards.
66 exhibit. I got my Batman tee on, and we're gonna go see some 66 Batman stuff. Come on.
Such good editing. You took your audio from the one file and put it over your B-roll. We're so proud.
Oh, thanks.
I love this part.
All the music. Yay, look at you. Oh,
some great
voice.
Oh, the best.
Costumes.
Wow.
The villain costumes.
This is so great. Here are all the costumes from the show.
Batmobile.
The Batmobile, yeah.
The Batmobile, the Batcycle.
It's not as big as I expected it to be, but it's so dope. It's got so much stuff packed into a small area. We've got stuff from the show, screen-used props, costumes, screen-accurate replicas. We've got a ton of just memorabilia and collectibles. They got the whole Rogues Gallery here. Cesar Romero with the mustache as the Joker. Vincent Price as Egghead. Burgess Meredith, the Penguin. Frank Gorshin as the original Riddler. And the Holy Trinity of Catwomen. Lee Merriweather, Eartha Kitt. And of course, the incomparable Julie Newmar. So I'm on my way out of the Hollywood Museum. And I gotta admit, I was actually, I was kind of impressed. I wasn't expecting too much. Especially around tourist trappy Hollywood, but yep. You know, they're legit. For me, they're screen accurate replicas to actual screen used props and costumes. They have a ton of stuff to offer, and it was a lot of fun. And for $15 on Hollywood Island, you know, it's kind of tough to beat that. Everything else around here is way more expensive, and this is going to be a true piece of kind of Hollywood history. What you've come to this part of town for?
Hmm. Aww.
Yeah. That was nice. Fantastic.
Yeah, great job.
I especially love that we could see you filming yourself.
Yeah, in the reflection of my glasses. Yeah.
It was very artistic.
It's legit.
Yeah. And for the record,
it was very meta.
For the record, we did go there, and I because I saw that you had gone there, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get a lot of cool pictures. I took so many pictures, all of them gone. I accidentally deleted them, and I do not have Google.
So sad. Well, you can go back though. It's just down the street, and it's $15.
And
so.
It's now going through the end of May now.
Yeah,
originally
okay.
Like.
Nice.
Yeah, they pushed it a little longer.
Yeah, they pushed it a couple of
months.
I haven't been to the Hollywood one. I went to the Ripley's one in high school.
Yeah, yeah? That's cool.
Well, it's right next to
Yeah, it's like Ripley's, right around the corner.
I thought it was funny how they were, like, apologizing for, like, how the outfits, like, faded, like, in multiple things.
Really?
Well, yeah. Because, like, with the Batman and Robin, it faded a little bit, especially the Batman turned purple.
Hmm. Yeah.
Blue,
so
but it's just because of the dye.
Yeah,
but it was
old,
like expected. I'm like, the fact that it's still intact,
it's been,
to me,
yeah.
means everything. But they were apologizing on everything. Like, well, there's a little bit of fading.
Mom, so that's, you know,
well,
impressive.
They're getting ready for the people going, well, that's not what it looked like.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the big thing for me because I grew up watching Gilligan's Island and,
mm-hmm.
and
love it.
The 66 Batman show and all that kind of stuff, you know, when they were in syndication in the 80s. And the way that affected me, I didn't realize how big of an effect that was until Adam West died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And and that hurt. Like usually like celebrity deaths, I'm just like, oh, that sucks. Like they were great. Adam West like hurt emotionally. And we went down to the memorial they had at City Hall where they showed the bat signal up on LA City Hall. And
it
was
me cry.
Yeah, and I cried. I cried while I was there, and it was but it was a great experience. And so, yeah, it's something that's meant a lot to me in my life.
So. That's fantastic. So if you guys are in the Hollywood area, $15 down at Hollywood and Highland, right there by Mel's Drive-In. It's in the old Max Factor building, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and they have a ton of other stuff there. They've got a ton of other costumes and props.
It's the whole Hollywood Museum.
Yeah.
It's all sorts of classic Hollywood
stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this is a special exhibit.
And then the basement.
Right,
the basement's really cool.
The basement's all
horror stuff.
And it's
perfect.
It is
wow.
so great.
And all my years here, I have never been.
It is, I didn't go to that
I hadn't either until then.
It's surprising.
Trip, guys.
So, all right. So anyways,
field trip.
Real quick.
Can we talk some of the events in May?
Yes, real quick. Let's just kind of mention these because I want to jump into the movies. There are three things that we kind of have here that would be cool if you guys don't know about. Free Comic Book Day.
The first Saturday in May.
Yep.
Woo!
Figure them out.
And what is the... And it just so happens to coincide with another big national geek holiday.
Yeah. Cinco de Cuatro.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
All right.
It's actually going to be Brianna and I's pre-anniversary.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're getting married May the 4th next year.
2019.
For Laura and me, it's the anniversary of our first date.
There you go.
Aww. Yes.
Gosh, this is such a geek.
I also like Cinco de Cuatro.
Yeah.
It's actually
mine
better.
Jesus.
Wait.
Just real quick, it's actually my mom's birthday.
Oh!
It is a
birthday.
Really special
All birthday. The stars have aligned
really
for this
is.
Podcast.
Yeah. I'm actually a Jedi, too, by the way.
Yes.
And then May the 12th, what's happening?
May the 12th is Jurassic Park, 25th anniversary.
Luke, why don't you tell us about this real quick?
Yeah, so they're doing a thing at Universal Studios. They're showing a screening, special exhibits. People can, like, dress up. You get to go on the ride. All this stuff going on on two different nights, Friday and Saturday. And it's from, on Saturday, the one I'm going to, is from 5 till midnight. So it's like a 7-hour event.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Especially, and you can also get the day and night pass, or you can just get the night only, which is what I'm doing. And it's around 60-something.
And this is Universal Studios, the studio that made Jurassic Park. This is their official recognition of the film.
That's
and a friend
awesome.
Of ours who works with that company said that Chris Pratt is somehow involved with the event. So I don't know what's happening.
Cool.
Life finds a way.
All right. Speaking of Jeff Goldblum, let's jump into the movies that are coming up this summer. This is how we're gonna end our podcast today. We just want to talk about all the great movies
first
coming
of all,
up.
The big one this Friday.
This coming up in just a couple of days. The Avengers: Infinity War.
A little indie flick.
Yeah.
A little bitty indie flick.
Maybe Jeff Goldblum will be in it.
We'll maybe. Who knows?
Well, no, I just want to let you guys know. I went to the press conference yesterday, and it was amazing. It was just one of the most amazing press conferences over in Beverly Hills, and you walk into the room, had this big conference room all decked out in red. It was all red lights, red everything. And then they had all you guys have probably been to these press conferences. They don't usually have giant cameras and jibs and everything set up. Like, what's going on here? It looked like a movie shoot. But so they had a giant black drape covering up almost the entire back half of the room, and then it starts, and out comes Jeff Goldblum. Nobody expected to see him, and he goes up, and he's the master of ceremonies, and he's got his bingo machine. Like, he pulls balls out, and he goes, "Let me explain to you the way this is going to work." I do a terrible Jeff Goldblum.
That's the weirdest impression ever. Let me explain to you the way this
is. I wasn't going to say anything about it the first time you tried to do it. I got the hand gesture.
Yeah.
It sounded more like the magician on the Bozo the Clown show.
It doesn't sound like anything
so
but
anyway.
A creepy old man.
So he goes,
and then here we go. And then the drape dropped, and there's 21 superheroes plus the two directors plus Kevin Feige on these bleachers sitting in front of you. You're like, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing thing. Mm-hmm. We learned zero about the movie. Absolutely zero. Yeah. In an hour and a half of that press conference, it was so much fun seeing every actor on stage trying to jump through hula hoops, trying to not answer questions. For example, here's the question. Chris Pratt, so what was it like for your character to finally see a human for the first time in 30 years? Well, let me tell you, I'm going to talk about bass fishing. April is great for bass fishing. And then he tells us about lures, and then he tells us how big the bass fish, and then he ends and goes, and there you go. And that was everybody answering questions like that. It was quite an ordeal. It was great.
So who bought their tickets already?
I'm not.
What? You're not going
because,
there?
No, because I use MoviePass. So
I use MoviePass as well.
No,
but see,
I
just
I can't
go during the day.
Ahead of time.
Like,
at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday.
I just scoot in with my MoviePass.
That's
like,
probably what I'll do is see it Saturday morning. Or, you know what? If I see it several days later, I can stand to do that. I just will not go on the internet.
I killed a tree, and I apologize. I will be recycling. Infinity War.
Well, speaking of movies...
Okay, what?
Kill a tree.
Summer movies.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we get to it?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Avengers Infinity War. They're predicting, now they are predicting almost as high as $250 million possible opening, which would just be unheard of. And, I mean, we should probably not, like, we're going to be disappointed. Oh, it only made $201 million. Oh, my gosh. You know, but they're predicting that this could be the one movie.
Must have sucked. Warner Brothers all the way. Anyway. Yeah.
So there's so much news. We'll have it on our website this week talking about Avengers Infinity War. It's just kind of because of it, summer has started early. It has changed the rotation of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's another movie coming out in May that we are super stoked about?
Let's see. Well, let's see.
Deadpool.
On our list.
All right. Yes. Deadpool. Speaking of Marvel, is anyone here excited about Deadpool coming out? I think I'm probably more excited about that almost than Infinity War. And it also broke records.
It's a different kind of Marvel.
Yeah. Yep.
I've heard it's good.
Well, because they had to do reshoots, and I got nervous, and then
I'm like, please don't change too
much. But lots of movies, really like every movie, has to do reshoots.
I know, but this one made it sound like why? That's true. What's wrong?
Deadpool Tool. It's probably the Deadpool Tool. That's Deadpool a Deadpool Tool. Type of thing to say. Deadpool 2 Deadpool. Broke records for Regal Cinemas. It's the most advanced tickets ever sold for a movie. Wow. And it's Fandango's best R-rated pre-sale ever in his first 24 hours. Wow, so it's going to be a big May so far for Marvel.
Well, it's a good one because it's finally showing, like, no, rated R movies make money.
Yep.
Let's keep doing that.
Also, not fair, Brolin.
Oh, I know. Not fair. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Cross-pollinating, man.
You talk about two big Marvel villains in one month. Wow, that's incredible.
Well, Cable's not technically a villain. He's kind of an anti-hero.
Yeah.
He doesn't look very nice, though.
No, not in this.
But it looks
he's
than
the
Thanos.
Antagonist in this. Yeah,
and he looks better than Thanos.
Tomorrow night, me and Luke are getting a chance to go see a movie which comes out May the 4th called Bad Samaritan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's from Dean Devlin, who made Independence Day, and so we will let you guys know
with
what we
David
think about
David Tennant as a villain.
Yes.
It's about
I don't
a,
know if I like him as bad
It's
guy.
About a group of aliens
hey, was
that,
great.
That beat
Barty
David
Crouch
Tennant
Jr.
as he's traveling down a road from one city to another.
That would be great. I watch David Tennant in anything, though.
That's
do you know
true.
That? I didn't know this until today. He was up to be Hannibal in the TV series, but before...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Before...
Mads Mikkelsen got it, yeah.
Who's also a fantastic actor.
He only plays villains.
Not necessarily.
You know, they're more fun sometimes.
I mean, Rogue One, he's kind of an anti-villain.
Okay, I like it. By the way...
Oh, speaking of that, speaking May 25th.
Yes.
Another solo Star Wars story. A Star Wars story.
So
you've been waiting all night to say that,
actually,
haven't you?
It like formed as I was saying it. I realized what I just said and had to finish the sentence with a good...
Directed by three people.
Directed by 18 people.
Yes. Yeah.
But all of them good.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him first on Beautiful Creatures, and then when I
him who
the guy playing Han Solo.
Oh, Alden.
I'm blanking his name. But,
Alden Aaron Reich.
He plays
Alden
like the love interest on Beautiful Creatures, which yay for YA fiction movies. and he's very. I was like, yeah, I could see him being like Han Solo when I saw that.
And
I'm like,
Hail Caesar.
Oh yeah,
I did not know that.
Coen Brothers.
I saw him he's in that, and there was one other one that he was in recently that I cannot for the life of me remember. But I was like, okay.
But it looks
fun.
You know what?
There are two words why everyone is going to see this movie. Donald
Lando
Glover.
Calrissian.
I'm glad.
Well, I was going to say Donald Glover, but yes, Lando Calrissian.
Same thing.
I'm glad you brought that up because I personally don't care about the person who's. I don't care about Solo in his own solo movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see Donald Glover.
Yeah.
We're going for Lando, yo.
And afterwards, I want to see a Lando standalone film. Because that would be fan-freaking-tastic.
You
and
might
it
get
even,
it.
It could even be to the same status of what Black Panther was for Marvel. It could be for Star Wars.
Or maybe a Chewbacca standalone film. We learn
how
old he is.
That was the Christmas special.
Like,
that was the Christmas special.
That was the Christmas special.
I will say, as a Star Wars fan, and I'm a bit of a soft Star Wars fan because I'm kind of a prequel hater, but I also, like, I love the prequels for what they kind of represent. Like, I like what the prequels should be. Love the original trilogy, and I'm fine with the new ones.
Yeah,
like, everybody loves to hate the new ones. I'm fine with the new ones. Love Rogue One.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, and I'm really stoked about Solo. I'm not pre-passing judgment on it like most toxic fandoms are already. And I'm just going to go see it, and I'm excited.
I'm so excited to see it. Listen, I had the opportunity to interview some of the people that were involved, including Ron Howard. And after speaking with him for about 45 minutes about the Megan Solo, I am super, super stoked for it. It's in good hands. It's in very good hands. Somebody who is awesome friends with George Lucas wants to make sure that he preserves the legacy of what Lucas started. I think that's great. Lucas showed up on set and helped direct some of the first couple of scenes with Solo, which is kind of cool.
And I'm all for...
Don't let that deter you, because I love George Lucas so much.
I'm really all for producing more movies set in and around the original time frame.
Yeah. I am too. Mm-hmm.
With the original Stormtroopers and that whole era. That's one reason I loved Rogue One
I'm excited
so much
to see the backstory
for
Han Solo and Chewie. Like, I am excited to see the whole thing with Lando. I want to see them racing the fucking Millennium Falcon. Sorry, I'm cursing again. I want to see all of this. I want to see all of
this
stuff. And so many people are like, meh, and I'm just like...
No, I was one of the meh when I found out that the first two directors were fired, because I really love Lord Miller. I love their stuff, but I've come back. I'm a true dyed-in-the-wool Star Wars fan.
I love Ron Howard.
I love Ron
Howard.
Yeah,
I really love Ron Howard too. So
Opie. Guess who else is in Star Wars? I just found out all the posters were released today for the character posters. Jon Favreau's a character. He plays.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's.
I didn't even know that.
He's got his own poster in the movie theater, starring Jon Favreau. Nobody knew that.
I'm still down. I'm way down for it now.
I am too. It's going to be awesome. All right, let's go ahead. Is there anything else in May that we need to talk? Oh yeah,
Mary Shelley.
That looks good. Let's talk about that. Yeah, because
you guys were both talking about that.
I haven't seen a preview for it, but I now want to.
We saw the preview right before. What do you think?
I watched it. I thought. I think think it looks really interesting to tell that part of the story. We were talking a little bit about before, like an 80s movie called Gothic, which explored her, Mary Shelley, and like how Frankenstein was written. And I think this is a great way to show like her as a young woman, mm-hmm. and like what she went through to make that story, mm-hmm. too.
And it's Elle Fanning, mm-hmm. as Mary Shelley.
I think she's great.
Yeah, and yeah, I think it's really great because for those of you who don't know, when Mary Shelley first presented the book, she's the writer of Frankenstein. For those of you who don't know, this is the 200th anniversary this year of Frankenstein. And when she, Derek, you were also telling us about what happened when she presented the book to be published.
Yeah, right? When it was first published, her husband was already established as a poet, Percy Bysshe Shelley, mm-hmm. and it was published under his name at first.
Because a woman couldn't possibly write this morbid, yeah. terrible
well,
stuff.
That's actually a very common thing that happened back in the day. Like, mm-hmm. that, yeah. I mean, even to this day, many female writers, like J.K. Rowling, will go mm-hmm. for, you know, like little submit type yeah. things. Initials.
I mean, that was, that was mainly the publishers.
Don't really know what the sex is.
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's.
I just always thought that initials sell better. I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
Well, when Pride and Prejudice was first released, it was published under. It said it was by a lady.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't until, I think,
oh, yeah,
when
right.
Sense and Sensibility came out, they
time.
Actually mm-hmm. put her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just the world we live in.
I'm excited about it. It's going to be more of a quiet movie in this bombastic May.
Because yeah,
May
probably.
Is a. Yeah, but
well,
it's going to be really cool.
May 5th is Future World, which I agree with the written here, said Mad Max ripoff. I'm like, yeah! But you know what? It looks cool.
Yeah. It does look cool, but it's a blatant Mad Max ripoff,
yeah, that's
but that's
fine.
Okay. Ben will be dressing like this next year.
Yeah.
What was that?
At Wasteland Weekend.
Wasteland Weekend.
Yeah. Yay, I'm going to go.
But you know
are
what?
You?
Yes.
We'll see you out there.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's jump into June. Oh, what were you going to
well,
say,
June, Karen? I was excited because the one yeah. I saw, the trailer, I think that stood out the most. I had seen most of these trailers already, but watching a couple of them, Upgrade looks so cool.
Yeah, and what's that guy? Logan, something Logan. The lead, the guy that looks like Tom Hardy, but he's
knockoff Tom Hardy.
Yeah, the Tom Hardy knockoff guy.
Yeah, that trailer just looks like everything for him. Like, yes, I'm so here for all of this.
He's a guy who he loses the ability to walk, and so he there's
quadriplegic.
Yep, and so what happens? He gets this chip in his back, which kind of
gives
him
yes.
the ability to walking, but it also takes him over.
Well, yeah? It's like sentient. It's,
yeah, he's basically communicating with his operating system mm-hmm. that's controlling all yeah. his motions, and it
but
can
I
just,
like,
you know, do self-defense yeah. mode and all of a sudden whip out all this kung fu stuff. And
I think it's going to be a sleeper hit.
But
it
the
looks
thing
cool.
is, the computer, he's like, do other people hear you? And it's like, no. And it's like, cool. Because then he's fighting, yeah. and then he's just like, I can't do it. And the computer's like, well, I need to give, you need to give me permission. He's like, I give you permission. And then he's like,
and did you see the Red Band trailer? Super bloody.
Yeah.
Super over the top.
I'm all like blood.
Crunch, crack, everything's yeah. breaking and
it's
everything.
Like, I'm a ninja. Well, technically, I'm not a ninja. And they're like, because you could hear it.
I also love like when he's like breaking people's bones and just punching people in the face. Like his face himself. Like,
yeah.
cause, like he's
yeah.
not in control
he's
of
like,
everything.
I'm sorry.
So I love how like he's just like yeah. bashing people, but his face is like, oh man, what am I doing? Like,
yeah.
it's such
like,
a weird
oh,
like
that
dichotomy
hurt.
Where
yeah.
like he's up.
I'm not in control of my limbs.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
His,
it is true.
His body's like a total badass, but his face is just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that until this past week, and that's one of those films I'm really looking forward to see.
It's like a more serious version of Robert Downey Jr. in Heart and Souls, if you ever saw that.
No.
Putting that out there, you should all watch it.
So what's June 8th? There's a cool movie coming out June 8th that
oh
some of you
God,
horror movie aficionados.
Wait.
Yeah, this one's really
oh.
cool. This is from Sundance. It was it was called the scariest movie they've ever had or something like that, right?
I didn't get a chance to see it there, but
yeah.
Because, Carrie, you were there. You were hearing about it, right? The buzz was pretty big on
maybe
this,
we should
right?
say the title.
Hereditary.
Yeah. We covered this on Horror Movie News, and I've been looking forward to this all year. This is what I'm like super pumped for, along with Ghost Stories this Friday. But yeah, Hereditary, it has to do with a tale of a family that recently loses their, the grandmother.
The matriarch of the family.
Yeah, and then it pretty much, there's some secrets that the mother kept, and the family slowly starts to unravel these things. Mm-hmm. And the deeper they go into the rabbit hole, but it's more of a rabbit hole of, like, the psychology.
Yeah, it seems it's Toni Collette, who she's the darling of indie film. Yeah, anything she's in, I'm going to see.
Yeah. I really hope his audio is coming through on the video. Otherwise, people are real confused.
No, yeah.
We're just sitting here nodding at each other. Yep.
Uh-huh.
We're going crazy.
We're possessed by a ghost.
The matriarch, yes.
Also on June 8th. Here's it's not necessarily in our wheel, but it's a movie that I'm kind of stoked to see.
It looks fun. That trailer, I was like, yay.
Give me more Oceans.
Oceans.
Anything Oceans, I'll take.
Oceans 8.
Anything Sandra Bullock, I'll take.
And it is a good cast, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's And I mean, granted, you can say what you want about rebooting something again and people have
prequel, isn't it?
No, it's not a prequel. It is a sequel.
No, because she's related to...
The brother. Yeah. She's a sister.
She's a sister. Yeah. And they're in jail. And it's like, well, and it runs in your family. And blah, blah, blah.
So they're not doing what they did with Ghostbusters. With like completely retelling the same story where just the characters are female. They have... A bunch of female characters connected with the previous characters.
Which that makes sense. Yeah. I buy it.
And like having a great cast like this, that's what's going to help it, really.
Well,
like,
and I mean, technically it's semi-feminine in terms of they're going to go rob
the Met Gala.
The Met Gallery because someone's wearing a special jewelry thing, which I'm like, okay, so feminine, they're stealing jewelry. But I'm like, I could buy that, though, that they could get in to an event like that and that's what you could take.
It's still a heist movie. It is a heist movie. I a little bit resented. I was reading in a review of it today that it said, and women are going to love this movie. I'm like, wait a second. This sounds something cool that I want to see, so I don't want you to diminish this. Just, it's not just a women's movie. You know, okay.
Like, I still really enjoyed Wonder Woman.
Who didn't enjoy Wonder Woman for crying out loud? That wasn't a woman's
movie. It's always
weird
when, regardless of like the race or sex of the characters, they're like, this is who's going to enjoy. You're like,
don't pigeonhole me. What movie am I going to like?
I still love Mean Girls.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Because it's brilliantly written because Tina Fey is a freaking genius.
I know. All right, June 15th. June 15th. Here's a big one that I've been waiting for a long time.
Yes.
Everybody's been waiting a long time for this.
14 or 15 years later, we finally get Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
Boom.
Perhaps the best superhero movie of the summer, but you can't call it superhero because legally they are supers and not superheroes.
Oh,
I heard from legal. I heard from legal.
Okay.
I heard from legal.
Yeah.
You think I'm joking? I heard from legal. Don't call them supers.
I believe you. I absolutely believe you.
Real quick, Marvel.
Well, don't
owns
they call themselves supers in it? Supers. They're not like we're not superheroes.
They don't
That's
say superheroes.
Fine.
They just say supers.
DC owns the word superheroes as one word. Marvel owns the word superhero as two words and capitalized. And so in this, it's supers.
I did not know that.
People listening, I'm doing an epic eye roll. Like, really?
But no, it does like make a difference. You know,
bureaucracy.
No. But it's one of those, like, it's a word that you're like, really?
But it makes a difference for my day job.
But the thing that's cool about this, Mr. Fantastic, what's the name of the people? It's the
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Incredible.
Mr. Incredible.
Oh, God. Yeah. Fantastic is Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
So well, Mr. You said it. I just went right along.
Mr. That superhero has two words.
It's cool because it's released on Father's Day. Mr. Incredible is home taking care of Jack-Jack, who's developing crazy powers.
Yeah.
While his wife,
the end of the last one,
played by Holly Hunter, one of my favorite all-time actresses, she's out riding the motorcycle and taking care of the world. I can't wait to see this film.
And women are going to love it.
Shut up.
As will men and children, I think.
There's no one who's
not going to. Well, here's one that's mainly maybe catered towards the men, but I'm like, that trailer looks funny. Yeah. Tag.
I will say, it's a guy movie.
That stands out is, what bitch drinks hazelnut?
Dude, I cannot wait. I want to see Hannibal Buress on this.
It looks
funny.
It's a funny, the trailer shows a group of friends, guys, who have
based on a true story, and they go like, no. Oh, for reals.
Yeah, and they've been playing tag their entire life.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Even at weddings and funerals, they're still playing tag.
At birth. Yeah.
So, I mean, of course, like when a movie's based on a true story, it's changed a lot. But there was actually an article in, it was like the New York Times or I can't remember, it was one of those huge nationwide magazines about this group of friends who would meet up again every year and basically for a month continue this tag game.
Is that what this is based on?
Yeah.
Well, I did not know that.
Well, because it says it's real.
Oh, but yeah, which is cool. No.
That's awesome, though. Well, I like the cheesy line, but I'm like, oh, no, that is sweet. It's cheesy and sweet, where they're like, no, it's not a game of us getting away from each other because it brings us together. And you're like,
you're it. Go next.
But it looks fun.
Jurassic World,
Big
Fallen Kingdom.
One.
June 22. I fell down a YouTube hole of Jurassic Park fan theories yesterday morning, and I could not have been happier. But I do have an observation, and I'm going to go.
I was doing that today with Marvel fan theories, by
the
way.
There you go.
Just I was getting ready. Yeah.
Sounds and, like a warning for both of you.
Who's going to die? Who's
going
to die?
And I am going. I have
everybody. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Oh!
Here's my thing. I'm going to see Jurassic World, and I'm going to love it.
Yep.
I'm going to absolutely love it. But the thing is, the original Jurassic Park.
It's because our friendship was founded on Jurassic Park.
That's true. Our friendship was founded on Jurassic Park. I will love it regardless.
I don't know what
But the thing is, the original Jurassic Park movie was not a monster movie about dinosaurs. It was a movie about people in a situation figuring things out, and dinosaurs were the vehicle for that. And now the franchise.
It's zombie stuff. It's about the people, and
exactly.
there just happened to be
Walking Dead
around.
Is not about zombies. It's about people in a situation figuring things out. It's about people dealing with shit. And so that's what already. Jurassic Park was, and even to
we've done that hole already.
Even yeah. to a certain extent, what The Lost World was, and then in Jurassic Park 3, it kind of took a turn into monster movie, and now it's mm-hmm. it's just basically big monster movies, mm-hmm. which is still great.
I like Part 3. I'm one of the few people that like Part 3.
I like Part 3.
It was about
I
the
think
family.
I liked all
yeah.
of them.
Yeah,
they're all fun.
Alexander Payne. That's what I'm saying. Right. It kind of started to take that turn mm-hmm. because
though that stupid cell phone thing was like, which right. I think is in 2, and I think my parents
no, that's in
had
that's
three. In 3. Yeah. That was kind
of
lame.
Digging it out of the dinosaur poop.
Yeah, yeah. because the thing was with the Spinosaurus, it just became this rampaging monster that wanted to kill everything. It wasn't behaving like an animal. It was just trying to kill everything.
Well, get used to it. Because you know what, this Entertainment Weekly came out with a pretty big article today, basically detailing the what's happening in this movie. Half of it is absolutely, I think everyone's expecting, and then it takes a turn, mm-hmm. and it's a different kind of movie.
Interesting.
That half of it's on the island and half of it's not.
So it
is it in
like,
San Diego?
Yeah, that's
yes.
It does. Oh, okay, good, it does good. Seem like the first Jurassic World was kind of just remaking Jurassic Park, and it looks like this one is
but
almost
now they're remaking
the Lost World.
Sort of.
Exactly.
You are
like the same basic plot.
True.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know?
You're true. You're right. True. That is true. No, but they finally correct. We finally saw the
Star Wars movies are kind of doing that too.
We finally saw the Jurassic Park open. It's net. This is the very first movie where the theme park actually opened.
That's
so
true.
In this one, and this is about the hubris of mankind, and like we think we could create the dinosaurs, but now this is about saving the dinosaurs. They think they're saving them, but are they really? No, they're taking them and they're selling them
again. Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah. Life will find a way.
I know. But
I want to see it just because the trailer annoys me of like the volcano essentially going off, which I'm like, why would you design a volcano on your island?
Why'd you? Yeah. But is Vince Vaughn in it? That's the important question.
Is that what killed him in the first place?
Vince Vaughn
also named Owen.
Pick a new island or something. Volcano seems like a bad plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just like how
but
they're
you have
all
to have
running.
The fall safe.
Mm-hmm. I'm just sad fall. Every time all the dinosaurs are falling in. I just.
But they
me
said the way it's described, this is a trilogy, and there is the next one's coming out with the two main characters. Chris Pratt and Dallas Bryce Howe. So which tells you they don't die in this movie, which was, I think, a mistake.
Spoilers.
On the but, so the first movie was the big awe-inspiring adventure movie. Mm-hmm. This one is directed by a horror director. And and so this one's this one's a darker turn.
Okay.
The second half is a thriller horror.
Okay. Yes!
It's actually, you're trapped in a house with the raptor. What do you do?
Okay.
And so that's what the second half of the movie
the calls
is.
Calls are coming from inside the house.
And then the and the third movie turns into a sci-fi, back to a sci-fi movie because. But it's all about man. And the first movie is about the corporate greed, and this movie is about the greed of the human heart. So it's kind of it is about something. So I'm super interested in it.
Yeah, yeah. It was really the same thing.
It's definitely not one that I'm going to sit there and go,
it's
I don't want to.
Spin.
All right, what else? What else we have?
The first Purge, July 4th.
July. We're going into July.
A prequel.
Which I need to watch the Purge movies. I haven't seen
them,
but those are scary movies that I want to get into.
I haven't either. They're great at Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let's plan a thing. We'll marathon it some weekend.
Oh, well, we'll slit our wrists if we marathon it. But yes, we'll watch the Purge.
We'll do it as a drinking game. Drinking game, and that's how we'll get through it.
Yes,
we'll
exactly.
Let's do it.
And then we'll put like a little monster hat on the corner and then see how long it takes for somebody to wear the monster hat.
All right,
okay. Like the Santa hat. Nice. Yeah. Come on, perfect. You guys know this.
We're in speed round territory right now.
And the Wasp, which I hear they also have been doing a lot of reshoots. That's not necessarily a bad sign. It just means that
I'm
they
just
are,
super
so.
Stoked about Ant-Man and the Wasp. I mean, it's so
I
funny.
Loved
Ant-Man.
I loved Ant-Man.
I did too. And I like it. I love Paul Rudd. I like it. It's a smaller movie.
Yeah.
Smaller movie.
July 13th. Skyscraper.
July 13th.
Dwayne Johnson pisses gold and can do no wrong.
Did we just see this with like a big monkey?
Yes, he did.
Am I wrong?
Rampage. Yeah. Is that this? Rampage.
Anthony just sounds like he's like, no.
Rampage I'm not mad at because it was based off an old computer in arcade
game. Yeah, I remember the
game.
Garbage.
I used to play it
as
a kid.
It was so fun.
It was so
I did
fun.
Love the game.
And I used to play it as a kid and I was like, if this is ever a movie, I will see it and I don't care if it doesn't have any plot and it's just monsters terrorizing a city because that's all this video game
is. It really is.
Exactly.
There's no plot in that game.
Skyscraper sounds like what's that movie I never saw with Bruce
isn't
Willis?
Isn't it Towering Inferno?
Was it a remake?
Die Hard! I've not seen it yet!
You've never seen
Die Hard?
That movie, Die Hard.
Tommy Tower is right over there, bro.
I know. I think Disney bought it.
I finally watched that recently, actually, a year ago or so for Christmas.
I've seen Part 4.
It's been dubbed a Christmas
movie. It is, because it takes place at Christmas. That's a Christmas movie.
I saw the one with Justin Long.
All right. That and Batman Returns.
What's next?
Mission Impossible.
Done.
So Tom Cruise is back, 55 years old, and still jumping out of airplanes.
But no, I like
still
it. Gorgeous. In the trailer, he messes up and things, which I'm like, like he hits the motorcycle, hits a car, and he flies off. He's like holding on to the helicopter and falls. I'm like, okay, no, I believe it.
I want to see him getting old.
Because
people get old. I know people don't want to admit this, but not people get old and can't hack it anymore.
I don't want him to be perfect. I want the mistakes, because then you're like, oh.
And I
want to
see that fight with Henry Cavill.
Oh, and he's like, oh, man.
He actually,
with the infamous mustache.
Yes.
And, oh, my gosh. But Tom Cruise did a stunt in this and actually broke his ankle running and jumping and doing a stunt in this film.
So. Yeah, because they let him do all the stunts all the time. I bet that held up, like, production for, weeks. Millions of times.
He's like, wrap it up.
He's going to keep going until he looks like Sean Connery.
And Cheeseman, there's the next film coming out.
Oh, yeah. This is
something you really, really are into.
This movie looks great.
Sharks. The Meg.
I'm so on board for this.
I'm down.
Have you guys seen the trailer of the little kid inside the underwater thing and the giant mouth comes in?
Terrifying.
Oh my gosh, it's a scary scene.
I just like the little dog paddling out who's like, nope.
What is this you guys are talking about?
It's called The Meg. It's about a megalodon shark, ancient, giant, great white.
Why didn't I just assume that out of the name?
It's based off a book.
It's based off a book, and I almost bought the book, and I found it in Barnes & Noble, and I was like, hey, this looks, I'd never heard of it before. I'm like, this looks cool. It's got a shark on it. I'll read it.
It's basically if Jaws were 100 feet long.
Yeah.
Make sharks scary again.
Yes, it's a scary shark
movie.
Exactly
what it is.
And the visual effects look amazing.
It looks good.
Well, they've gotten more comical. They've had a lull. Tornadoes and deep blue sea is kind of cool.
Or like part of the trailer is the shark coming up and it's like mouth can eat the whole ship.
Deep Blue Sea 2 straight to Blu-ray.
I wonder if that's actually in the movie because that's just like some great promo for the movie.
Yeah.
It looks great.
The other thing that I was really intrigued by when I watched the trailer for The Meg is I think it takes place off the coast of China, and there's a lot of Chinese actors in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's an interesting choice. I was like, that's cool. I don't see a lot of Chinese actors in big mega. Oh, they're selling this in China. That's why
that's
they're all
course.
Hashtag international sales.
Yeah, one of the production companies. I was like, I recognize it as a foreign.
There's a lot of that these days. Did you also see today there was a trailer released for Crazy Rich Asians?
That
looks so good.
Wait, that comes out this summer too. That's not on our list.
It's not on our list.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah,
it's like a princess story, but it's all Asian.
Yeah, like it's got like Ken Jeong in it, and like
they're just like. Oh, man, he's so hot. It's just like The Bachelor.
There's
another
trailer that came out, is it today or yesterday, but the movie doesn't come out until this fall, that you were pointing out today. Venom?
Did you guys see the trailer for Venom? That trailer is not out yet. It's going to be released at CinemaCon this
week. Oh, it leaked.
A little bit of it.
It leaked because they showed it at CinemaCon.
CinemaCon is today in Vegas, the big...
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was...
It just started in Vegas.
Yep.
But they just released some footage of Tom Hart of the symbiote coming over Tom Hardy's head and
say that again,
Gary. Yeah, that's what it was. It's like
and the thing they did great was they said, hey, what if we just took what the character looks like in the comic books and made it look like what that would look like in real life?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
And
he's not as big though, right? Because, like, Venom's usually huge.
Well, it's hard to tell in the picture, like, in the clip, he's clearly bigger than the person. And, I mean, he's already a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Hardy's a big guy,
That's cool.
And we have one last movie coming out August. And this is something
Born in the dark. Molded by it.
I am really excited to see the movie.
Yeah, I think you and Luke need to talk about
Slender Man.
And
if you have not seen Scare Jim, go to Scare...
I'd rather watch Scare Jim Slender.
Can you tell, where do they find the video of Slender Man sneaking into my room in the middle of the night and attacking me?
If you go to the Scare Jim YouTube channel, it is...
I love how that's a YouTube
channel. For your viewing pleasure.
And so YouTube and Instagram is on Twitter.
Maybe it's better because I
got the Instagram now. I'm going to do the full thing. I do have a Twitter, but I need to relaunch.
Right. Slenderman. Go ahead.
I was saying I actually thought the trailer was a hair underwhelming.
It's way underwhelming.
I'm like, this doesn't look scary.
Slenderman's one of my favorite like creepy pasta stuff. And the trailer is like, you know what it looks like? It looks like those old The Grudge type trailers. Yeah. Someone's there. Someone's not flashy. Okay, whatever.
And long creepy hair.
Yep.
And that's the thing is, Slenderman. If you're not familiar, it's It's one of the world's first internet urban legends.
Yeah.
And it was it Creepypasta? Is that where it originated? And it was just invented as lore on the internet, and then people started believing it was a real legend and it was a real thing, and like people got really messed up. And like some messed up stuff happened. Like two girls are now in prison because they murdered their friend.
Well, they tried to. They took her out. They stabbed her like 16 to 21 times.
She didn't die.
Yeah. She survived.
So that's actually what the film is covering.
Which is kind of manipulative.
That's how they should have done the trailer, because that sounds way more interesting to me.
Some people are really offended that they're actually making. Oh, they're telling this story, and
but it really happened.
Yeah. I mean, like if you start, you know, curtailing that, then it's like, you know, you're never going to have any good stories.
Exactly. Let's tell them.
Like if you don't tell these stories, it'll probably happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true.
I mean, just because they're children doesn't mean it's not scary. Children are
scary. No, children are real scary.
I saw the poster for Slenderman and I was like, Slenderman! I was like, oh my god.
The trailer's kind of meh.
I don't know.
I didn't see the trailer yet.
Don't watch it.
My stance is I can kind of see where they're coming from, because you're like banking off of someone else's misery, you know?
Yeah.
How many
horror
films?
But that's like anything based on history.
Yeah, there's plenty of horror films.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. All those
real people. Yeah.
Let's make money off of
that. Hey man, if somebody sold the rights to the story, because somebody has to be asked permission to use the story and be offered money in exchange. So if they did it, then the studio has the right to use the story.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The from what I understand, the family's suing. So,
are they?
They did not sell the rights.
Oh, well, never mind that.
I think. No, but you are correct. Hey, guys, this has been one heck of a show.
Hey.
You've been one heck of a special guest, April. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So we are going to go around. Everybody, let's wrap up and tell everybody where they can find you.
Hi, Derek Sims. You can find me on theconguy.com and on Twitter at conguyderek.
And my name's Carrie Lane. You guys can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And if you like, so TV shows, Westworld, Expanse, Handmaid's Tale is starting up, Legion,
nice,
Timeless, horror and anime, follow my Twitter.
Horror Movie News.
All that
horror
stuff.
Movie News with Mr. Producer Anthony and
Carrie. Tomorrow.
Yep.
Woo! I'm Ben Cleaver at Ben Cleaver, B-E-N-K-L-I-E-W-E-R on all social media. I just use the same handle on everything. And
M-O-U-S-E.
What?
No.
M-O-U-S-E. And my other thing I was going to mention, Lost in Space on Netflix is super dope.
Yeah.
It's like really cool. I'm enjoying it.
I've seen through episode 6, I think, so far.
Yeah. I don't think I'm even that far. I think I'm through like 5. Maybe 6. I can't remember.
Don't ruin anything.
Yeah.
A little older. Altered Carbon's really good. If you guys haven't watched Altered Carbon yet.
I haven't seen it yet, but it looks really good. I saw the first episode.
Yeah.
Hi, April Wallin. At April Wallin. Various social medias. AprilWallin.com. I'm also on One More Drink podcast.
What's the podcast about?
It's about life, the universe, and everything.
Woo!
Everything
that makes you want to drink.
Basically, everything that makes you want to drink, yes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
We just need one more.
That's right.
Just one more.
We hope to have you back on. You've been a fantastic guest.
Hey, let me know.
And we will definitely be seeing you at San Diego.
Yes. Well, yeah, as long as you can track me down in H,
All right.
Yeah. And I'm Cheeseman on the Couch on Twitter, at Cheese on Couch. You can also see me on theconguy.com. And one of our fans here, I think they're talking about Venom, was officially released a couple hours ago.
Oh, was it? Fantastic. Okay. Good.
Dope. Going
to
go home and watch
it.
That's the way to deal with a leak. Just go ahead.
Yeah. Just do it. That's
thank you, Eggplant Man 21.
Thank you, Eggplant Man. Where can people find you again?
On Twitter, at Cheese on Couch.
Cheese on Couch. Also, you can find us on Instagram at TheConGuy. Also, one thing I missed. When we talk about events, if you guys are in the Hollywood area, John Williams will be doing his music this summer at the Hollywood Bowl. Also, Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back are going to be shown on the big screen with a live orchestra. And Jaws this
summer.
But
during Comic-Con.
Oh.
So you probably don't have a badge anyway, so you can go.
Yes.
Thank you. You can find me, Jim, here on theconguy.com. You can find me at ConGuyJim. Please subscribe to the show. Please subscribe on iTunes or YouTube. You can find us on SoundCloud. You can find us all over the place. And check us out.
If you leave a review on iTunes, it does help people find us.
Please do that.
And please go see Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
Oh, because they need help with tickets.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.